On Thursday, March 21st, we at KMMO hosted the 34th annual KMMO Ag Day at Christie Farms. A large crowd was in attendance and enjoyed great food, fellowship, a roundtable discussion with Governor Parson, Ag Director Chen, other dignitaries, farmers, and producers. Our keynote speaker for the day was Tom Stever, Ag Reporter from the Brownfield Network. Today on the KMMO Ag Report, you'll hear a portion of Tom's address for that day.
Brownfield Ag News, we are kind of widespread. We cover 10 states. We're on 480, 500 radio stations, somewhere in there. So we're on a lot of radio stations. We have a big footprint, and you can visualize that big footprint by being more or less the Corn Belt. So we stretch from the western edge of Nebraska to the eastern edge of Ohio, and from the boot heel of Missouri up to the upper peninsula of Michigan. So we are where the Corn Belt is, that is where we are. It is corn, soybeans, cattle, hogs, sheep, poultry, and everything in between. We even report on the running of the sap. Now they're tapping trees up in Wisconsin, and so we even report on that. So it is a fun time, and you can tell it's spring when the sap is running and we're getting some maple syrup out of the deal. A little bit about me. I come from, my life started in South Dakota. I'm from a family farm in South Dakota. We still have the farm. My siblings and me have the farm up there, and it is farmed now by a neighbor, but my brother lives on the place. He runs a bed and breakfast there, so we're still in very close touch with farming and with land. And it's a friend that we grew up with who is now farming it for us, so we feel very fortunate in that. My growing up probably was not the easiest. My mother took me to a child psychologist. She explained that I have an inferiority complex. The child psychologist examined me for an hour and a half, and he called my mother in, and he said, actually, you're half right. He is inferior. So that's it just hasn't been easy growing up. I was probably 6 years old, and I had to approach my mother, and I had had this question burning in my mind for quite some time. But I finally got up the nerve to ask her, and I said, Mom, was I adopted? Yes, you were. But they brought you back. So here I am today.
We will have more from Tom Stever on upcoming Ag Report on KMMO. With today's Ag Report on KMMO, I'm Larry Smith.